You are listening to the next big hit in Spotify podcast, brought to you by 4 Elias Studios, streaming service for aspiring and veteran readers.
William Styron once said, "A great book should leave you with many experiences and slightly exhausted at the end. You live several lives while reading."
Just imagine the smell of a new book or an old book that you borrowed from a friend, or even just an ebook downloaded in your phone. Imagine sitting down with a cup of coffee and a light snack, and curling into a comfortable position in your couch to read a good book for hours and hours on end.
Sounds appealing. Regardless of your answer, still, welcome. Put on some headphones and sit back, enjoy, and get reading with us.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are your host for today's episode and will be for tomorrow and the day after that and the day after. My name is Christine.
I am Saki.
And in today's episode, we will be joined by Giovanni and Grace, our dear guest, to discuss all about reading.
So hello, magandang araw. I am Grace Rolion and I'm very excited to share my knowledge and my tips about reading today.
So once again, thank you so much Christine and Saki for having me as one of your guests. And to our listeners, magandang araw po sa inyo. My name is Giovanni Makunay.
Ayano, magandang araw sa inyo. I do hope you're comfortable sa studio natin today.
Now, we are all here because of one thing, reading. Partner, to start off our conversation, meron lang akong tanong para sa ating mga guests for today. Why is reading very important? In your opinion, Giovanni?
Bakit nga ba importante yung nagbabasa, no? That's actually a very good questions, no? So, para sa akin, reading is very important for several reasons. And I want to look at it on my personal views and at the same time, scientific perspective. So, for me, other than keeping entertained, it is a great way to enrich the mind, no? Kapag nagbabasa ka, madami kang natututuhan. Yung mga perspective natin as an individual, lumalawak siya. So, kapag nagbabasa ka talagang, mawawiden yung range ng mind mo or yung capacity ng mind mo na mag-isip. And at the same time, lalaki din yung vocabulary mo. You know, yung nag-start ako na magbasa ng isang libro, I really struggle at first because ang dami kong na-meet na mga word na very new sa aking mga mata. So talagang kapag nagbabasa ka, mamimit mo talaga yung mga new words. And also, kapag na-meet mo na yun, your role also is to look for the definition of it in order for you to understand kung ano ba talaga yung pinaka-meaning or naisabihin ng kwento. So, yun yung mga bagay na personally na-experience ko kapag nagbabasa ako. Pero, you know what? Kapag scientific, in a scientific view, why reading is very important? Number one, because it strengthens your brain by activating and creating neural networks. It also improves your memory, concentration, focus, and communication skills. And you know what, no? It also reduces stress and expands your knowledge and creativity. The more that you read, mas lumalawak yung capacity ng mind mo to create, to be creative in mind, no? So kapag nagbabasa tayo, the more na nagbabasa tayo, no, mas na-i-enjoy natin siya. At first, we may be struggled, but in the long run, mas ma-i-enjoy na natin siya kasi nagkakaroon na ng malawak na imagination yung mga isip natin. And this benefits of reading, actually hindi lang siya naka-focus dun sa mga bagay na binabasa natin, pero yung effects nito, it actually transcends, nagkakaroon siya ng epekto sa kung paano tayo mag-isip sa pang-araw-araw. So ikaw, partner, no, ikaw naman yung magbigay ng iyong insights about it. So what is your thoughts?
Yes, I agree with you, Jovan. Pero I want to add then na as a child, if biyasa ka na sa pagbabasa, it also keeps your imagination active. Like, think about it. Gaano kadami sa atin ang nag-keep ng active imagination from our childhood? A lot of us stop being imaginative because, diba, as we grow older, nawawala yung fantasizing sa buhay natin. Siguro having a lot of responsibilities pulls us out of the dream world. Ginigising tayo ng bills, ng studies, ng works, and other adult things. Who has time to imagine kung nagka-crumble ang reality mo, diba? Pero you know, I read an article from World Literacy Foundation na reading helps us practice imagination by letting the words describe a certain image. So, the more we read, the better we can build up and expand our knowledge. Kaya, for those that stopped reading fiction or non-fiction from a young age, lost a significant part of themselves.
Yes, exactly. Reading really does give a lot of benefits talaga. And as what Ray said, kapag tumigil ka sa pagbabasa sa kabataan mo, madami talagang mawawala sa iyo. I guess, pwede mong sabihin na makuha mo ang imagination na sinasabi namin through other means like movies, plays, series. Pero reading just makes the experience really unique and different. You get to imagine something from nothing but words. Pag dinidescribe sa'yo, magkakaroon agad na imahe sa isipan mo, di ba? For example, isang pulang mansanas. Di ba? Na-imagine mo na na ang kulay ng mansanas ay kulay pula. Dilaw na saging. Kayo mangging balat. Madami ka na agad na may imagine just with these few words. So, paano na kung isang buo at coherent na story ang babasahin mo, di ba, partner?
I agree, partner. Pero my dear guest, we all agree also that reading is important, but also missed an important point. Alam naman natin na may mga taong gustong magsimulang magbasa, but have problems with staying on reading. I am really guilty with this. Somehow, it just doesn't work for them, or for me rather. Is there any way that you can think we can solve this kind of problem?
You know what? Napakaraming pwede nating gawin. Maraming strategies yung pwede nating gawin sa pagbabasa. And when I say pagbabasa, hindi lang ito yung napasadahan ng mata mo, yung mga words sa libro na binabasa mo. But when I say reading, it includes comprehension. So itong mga tips na ibibigay ko sa inyo, makakatulong ito sa kung paano natin effective ways para basahin ang isang libro and at the same time kung paano din natin siya maiintindihan. Actually, these tips and strategies, I've learned it to a friend of mine na very book lovers. Like, literally, kaya niya magbasa in a one sitting yung mga libro. So, nagkaroon ako ng curiosity kung ano yung mga bagay na ginagawa niya. Kasi nakikita ko sa libro niya, ang daming mga nilalagay-lagay. So, bawat elements pala doon nakakatulong para makip yung interest niya sa pagbabasa. Well, number one, dapat talaga interesado ka sa book na binabasa mo. But I know that it is not always the case. Like for example, I myself, I'm a college student, no? Kapag may mga readings na binababasa amin yung mga professors namin, whether we like it or not, we have to read it. Especially kapag makakapal, it's very overwhelming. Kaya itong strategies na ito, nakatulong talaga sa akin and I hope na makatulong din ito sa mga listeners natin sa araw na ito. So number one, kailangan mag-set ka talaga ng reading goals mo. When I say reading schedule, mag-set ka talaga ng oras ng pagbabasa mo. Like for example, you will set 1 hours or 30 minutes sa pagbabasa mo. It depends on you. It depends on your availability. What's important is meron kang stick schedule sa pagbabasa. Kasi kapag nagkaroon na tayo ng time schedule, masiset na yung mind natin kung ano ba talaga yung gagawin natin on that particular time. And next is, you have to start with shorter books or chapter. You know what? Kapag ang isang libro makapal, ang hirap niyang basahin. Like for example, kapag yung isang libro masyadong makapal, wala, hindi pa natin nababasa, tinatamad na tayong basahin siya. So, and in addition to that, no, I just want to add this strategies. Kapag yung isang libro masyadong makapal, you can read chapter by chapter, no? Or kaya naman, kapag masyadong mahaba or makapal pa rin yung chapter by chapter, we can we can set our goals na gawin natin pages by pages, di ba? Like for example, pages 1 to 2 or pages 1 to 3, yun yung isa-set mo sa araw na ito para basahin. So like for example, ganun lang siya, no? So in my case, no, as a busy person, ganun yung ginagawa ko, no? So nag-aalat ako like for example 1 hours sa pagbabasa or 30 minutes for some instances, and siniset ko kung ilang pages ba yung babasahin ko in a day. So next dyan is break reading session into smaller chunks. Actually, it is actually supported lang yung previous ano natin, strategies natin. Kailangan mag-start ka talaga sa mga smaller chunks sa pagbabasa para hindi ma-overwhelm yung utak mo. And followed by the next strategies is use a bookmark to keep your place. So pag nagbabasa ka, bookmark is very important kasi para hindi ka pabalik-balik sa mga binabasa mo at hindi ka rin malilito. So bookmark is very important para matrack mo na din kung nasaan na ba yung binabasa mo. Next is eliminate distraction while reading. So bakit nga ba kailangan tanggalin natin yung mga bagay na nakaka-distract sa atin, no? Yung mga cellphones natin, TVs, internets, no? Kapag we set our minds na magbabasa lang tayo. So we set aside other things, no? So yung kung like for example struggles mo yung phones mo, maybe you can itago mo muna siya, no, or ilayo mo muna siya para hindi ka matukso sa ano at hindi mawala yung focus mo din sa pagbabasa. Next is you have to read in a comfortable environment. You know what, in my case, you also have to know din kasi your style, eh. May mga tao na mas prefer nila magbasa sa mas may ingay na lugar, but for me, mas comfortable ako kapag nagbabasa ako na tahimik lang. So you really have to know yourself. So magbasa ka at your own pace, diba? So yun. And this next strategies is one of the best, no, kapag babasa tayo. Use dictionary to look unfamiliar words. Tulad ng sinabi ko kanina, kapag nagbasa tayo ng libro, maka-encounter tayo ng mga new words, bagong mga words sa mga mata natin, mga words na parang first time lang natin marinig. And in order for us to understand kung ano ba yung sinasabi doon, we have to look for the definitions of it. If you do not have, or if you think that physical dictionary is too inconvenience, maybe you can use Google, no, to Google the words para mas maintindihan mo. And also, this next strategy is ginagawa ko to sometimes, pero and I find it very effective. Yung sinasummarize ko yung lahat ng yung mga bagay na natatandaan ko doon sa libro na yon. So it keeps me understand yung every detail din sa book na yon. And lastly, you need to reward yourself after finishing the book or set a number of pages para sa next time din na magbabasa ka, tawag dito, parang mas ma-excite ka pa. Kumbaga hindi mawawala yung interest mo sa pagbabasa.
Alam mo, kahit ako may mga natutunan din ako sa mga sinabi mo. Pero, you know, I agree with you, but I would like to emphasize more sa nabanggit mong read what interests you. You know, nag-start akong mahilig kasi sa pagbabasa nung bata pa lang ako. I was in third grade ata, at binabasa ko pa noon mga e-book gamit yung diipad na phone ng mama ko. Pero, di naman ako tuloy-tuloy na nagbasa noon. Like, na-experience ko yung reading hiatus na tinatawag natin ngayon. Hindi lang ng ilang araw, o ilang linggo, o ilang buwan, taon yung tinatagal na hindi ako nagbabasa. Kasi diba, it is so hard to find time to read when you're busy. Tapos, di pa ako interested sa mga story na binabasa ko. But, nababanggit ng mga teachers ko noon how beneficial reading is. So, I tried my best talaga to read again. So, I started by picking a book that interests me. Hindi naman na bago na tip yun na pumili ka ng book o libro o ng story ang gusto mo o interesado ka. Pero, ang mahirap is paano mo malalaman na interesado ka sa libro o sa istorya. For me, ang ginagawa ko is binabasa ko muna yung synopsis sa likod ng libro usually, and minsan meron din sa mga first page ng ano, ng libro. Tapos tatanungin ko yung sarili ko, gusto ko ba yung flow na to? Kasi syempre nababanggit din yung sa synopsis kadalasan. Or curious ba ako kung paano mag-end tong story na to? And after asking myself those questions, marirealize ko kung interesado ba ako doon. And para sa mga taong hindi yun effective, kung itry nyo man, or tinry nyo na, another thing is watching or reading book reviews sa internet. Pwedeng, like sa Google, type ka lang, reviews about, tas ano, search mo yung title ng story mo. Or pwede rin sa TikTok, kasi diba, uso ngayon talaga yung TikTok. TikTok app, lalo sa mga kapo natin Gen Z's dyan. So, ayun, pwede nyo rin yung i-search doon sa bar na, ano, what story to read if you want this specific genre or book reviews about this story, ganon, pwede nyo yung gawin. And another thing, although this strategy, hindi siya nag-work sa karamihan, is yung reading the summary first. Hindi siya nag-work minsan kasi madami sa atin na ayaw natin na i-spoil yung binabasa natin storya. So, pag binasa mo muna kasi yung summary, syempre may spoil ka na doon. Kaya ayun, depende lang talaga sa tao, pero kung ayun naman yung ano mo, ayun naman yung effective sa'yo, no judgment naman, as long as you try your best to read and read, kasi it's so beneficial talaga.
Tama yan na yung interest is a very important thing sa pagbabasa. You know what? It is a kind of, kumbaga isa siyang elemento na nagbibigay sa'yo ng energy, ng excitement sa pagbabasa. Because you know what? Without the excitement, talagang ang isang libro ay boring siya. But if we know to ourselves what kind of genre yung mga uri ng libro na babasahin natin, nandoon yung excitement natin, nandoon yung pananabik sa pagbabasa natin. And you know what, partner? Speaking of interest, eto, I've recently read the short story of The Lottery by Shirley Jackson, if you know that, no? Parang napakaganda talagang stories na ito. It is something that you can read in a single sitting. So, maikli lang talaga siya. So, whether you are a reader or not, I do suggest for our listeners to read through it. It is something that makes you want to read it until the end, and I promise. And you know what, partner, no, to just to give some background lang kasi sa Lottery, it is a very interesting stories kasi that also acts as a social commentary because it is simple writing. It can actually pierce through the emotion of every person that's reading it, regardless of whether they're reader or not. It doesn't need to be written in a complicated way. It is just, you know, it just needs to catch the attention of the reader and hit them with a shocking ending. And you know what, partner, no? Para bigyan lang din ng idea or background yung ating mga listeners, no? I just want to highlight din, no, yung ano ba yung theme ng stories na yun. It actually highlights the danger of blindly following tradition and the human capacity for violence. Kasi yun talaga yung pinaka-theme nung stories na yun. You know what? Hindi ko alam, na-excite lang ako para sa ating mga readers na basahin talaga yan. Kasi marami tayong matututunan, no? In our societies right now, no? Marami tayong mga, we are breaking the norms, diba? Ika nga, diba? So, doon sa libro na yun, mababasa mo talaga yung traditions na meron sila. Kumbaga brutal. It's really brutal. Why? Kasi may mga bagay na kailangan mamatay. May mga taong kailangan isakripisyo para sa ikabubuti ng maraming tao. But at the same time, you also have to think the different kind of philosophical perspective na ginamit nila dyan, as well as the ethical dilemma na ginamit nila sa pagbuo ng stories na yun. Kumbaga, sa stories na yun, kumbaga, titimbangin mo kung ano ba yung mas matimbang. Kasi minsan, di ba, kapag meron na tayong stance sa isang bagay, we tend to be biased on a certain thing or at some point, di ba? Pero talagang na-challenge din talaga yung mind ng isang tao kapag binasa mo yun. Like, for example, I myself, no, nung nabasa ko yung stories na yun, ganyan. Grabe. Kasi yung traditions nila, someone needs to die. Someone, kumbaga, they have to stone someone in order for them. Kumbaga, ito yung pinapaniniwala nila kapag may namatay na isang tao. Kapag binato nila yung isang tao, kapag sinacrifice nila yung isang tao na yon, naniniwala sila that the rest of the year, sasagana sila. So that's kind of mindset they have, diba? So kung i-apply mo yung different kind of philosophical perspective, like for example utilitarianism, you will understand also. Pero nga, napaka ano lang, kumbaga macha-challenge talaga yung mind mo, ganyan. And you know what, if there is something also that I've learned from that short story is, no, yung importance of questioning societal norms and not accepting them without critical thought. It is very important talaga na china-challenge natin yung mind natin, no. Tulad dun sa libro na yan, you really have to think critically, 'di ba? Para ano, kumbaga para maging malinaw din yung stand natin sa isang bagay. And by reading the lottery also, we can learn about the dangers of groupthink, ganyan, and the power of individual dissent. So that story teaches us the value of human life and question practices that harms and dehumanize, 'di ba, the individual. So yeah, I really do recommend that book para sa ating mga listeners na mapakinggan. It's really a masterpiece talaga. Ikaw, partner, if there is something that you learned from that book, ano yon?
For me, it was also a very intriguing read from the very first time. As what you said nga, Jovan, napakasimple lang talaga ng writing style niya, to the point na minsan parang nagbabasa ka lang ng dialogue. Pero it doesn't take away from the story itself. Actually, it adds to it pa nga eh. Tapos, alam niyo ba kung ano talaga ang nakapick ng interest ko doon sa story? It is yung subverted expectation from the writing style. Kasi yung story, nagsimula siyang idyllic or nagsimula siyang peaceful, magaan, masaya. Tapos, nag-end siya na, wow, ganon. Like, this creates a jarring contrast with the dark turn of events, making the horror or the suspense more shocking. Like, nung nabasa ko talaga yung ending, at na-realize ko na, ganun pala yung nangyayari? Parang, oh my God, parang di ko alam yung mafe-feel ko nung una. Kasi, nagsimula yung story na ang kalmado ng puso ko. Tapos, lang naging ganun. Tapos, kaya, oh my God, napa-speechless talaga ako. Kaya ayun, kung gusto mo nyo, hindi na malaman kung ano ba yung ending na yun sinasabi ko, nakaka-wow, nakaka-speechless. I highly recommend reading it for yourself.
There you go, no? So, napaka-informative at napaka-ganda ng mga shinare ng ating guest today, no, partner? So, in short, make yourself interested in the book and find your own genre, no? Napaka-ganda talaga. Kasi as an aspiring reader, it's important to look for something na pasok sa interest mo talaga eh. Kasi doon papasok yung eagerness, curiosity, the excitement. Sa kada word na binabasa mo, na i-imagine mo, napipicture mo sa utak mo yung mga kaganapan sa libro. Basically, parang naiisip mo na isa ka sa mga karakter sa mga binabasa mong libro, di ba? And it's also important for you to strategize how you will read para magkaroon ng somewhat of a guarantee na matapos mo ang mga binabasa mo. Well, especially tayo mga nagtatrabaho like this podcast or mga college student na kulang na nga sa tulog, kulang na nga sa pera, kulang pa sa time para mag-exert ng effort para magawa yung mga hobbies nila like this, like reading books, di ba? So, I would like to shout out dati na sa aming subject na meron kaming subject na world literature where imbes na mga solutions, mga historical events, ang mga minememorize namin at mga binabasa namin, ang mga binabasa namin ay mga stories na napakaganda, mga short stories, novels, ay talagang kapupulutan mo ng aral. Kaya Nakakamiss talaga. No, partner?
Super true ka dyan, partner. Any given strategies by them can even be used for short stories as well, right? Kahit naman na that book that you are interested in can be read in a single sitting. There's really nothing wrong pala with not being able to do that or with not being able to finish that at all. Like, di ba? Sometimes, totoo si Grace eh, may mga pagkakataon talaga that we are in a hiatus. Like, we should pause sometimes. We should understand that we are all busy with our lives and we should know our priorities. So, reading might not be your priority, although it might be something that you want to get started with. Pero ayun, we should feel free to apply everything that you've learned from today to a book that you desire to read, my dear listeners. And don't be ashamed of being slow. Don't pressure yourselves. But in the end, what's important is that you enjoy what you are doing. And ayun, consistency is the key din.
Yan, yan, yan. Tama ka, partner. Kuhang-kuha mo. And that's it for our first episode. Well, ano pang aasahan nyo, everyone, sa first episode, di ba? Well, marami pang susunod at mas exciting at mas kapanapanabig pa ang mga share ng ating mga guests. So once again, I am your host, Saki, and we really do hope and appreciate and give all of our thanks to our very helpful guests for today, Jovan and Grace.
Ayan, thank you so much, Christine and Raven, for having me as one of your guests. No, maraming salamat kasi I was able to give my knowledge and the insights about reading. And wala lang, masaya lang ako na nakapag-impart ako ng knowledge to our listeners right now. And before we just leave, no, I just want to leave this quotes from Dr. Sue. Sabi niya dito, the more that you read, the more things you will know. And the more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Kaya sa ating mga listeners right now, patuloy lang tayo sa pagbabasa, no, because I believe na sa pamamagitan ng pagbabasa natin, marami tayong mararating. Thank you so much once again sa ating listeners at sa ating mga hosts.
Thank you for having me. Pero alam nyo, when you invited me to this podcast, I was expecting na mag-share lang ako ng knowledge and that's it. Pero I also learned from my co-guest here na si Giovanni. Like, thank you, Jovan. Pero ayun, thank you nga sa pag-i-invite sa akin sa podcast nito kasi I've been meaning to share my knowledge and tips about reading pero wala akong platform. Kaya thank you so much, Raven and Christine, for inviting me in your podcast for Elias Studios, Get Reading With Me.
Maraming salamat sa pakikinig and see you in our next episode. Kindly share the word to help more aspiring readers and see you on our next episode. This is For Elias Studios.